Salut. It means hi in French. It's Florian. This is the first letter I write, so I think it is a good idea to explain the reasons of me writing a letter for you. Alright, so the first reason is I want to communicate in a different way. As you may know, I started a few months ago videos on YouTube and I love making those videos and I'll continue to make them for sure. But I want to add another platform so I can communicate more and in a different way. As far as I know, I love to create. And these past few weeks, I didn't really have that creative feeling anymore because I want to step up the quality of my creations on YouTube by getting a new camera. But due to inventory problems, I have to wait a few weeks to buy it. And now I'm stuck. I have all these ideas, but I can't realize them because I don't have the material I want. And I don't want to start until I have it. So I think you get it now, do you? I have to wait, but I am so eager to create something. So this is one of the reasons I'm writing you this right now. I found another way to create, but that's not all. English isn't my native language. French is. I don't know exactly why I love English, but I want to improve my speaking. And the best way to improve a language is to practice it as much as you can. So if I'm speaking slowly and if I make mistakes, well, I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying my best to not make any mistakes and to speak like you guys, okay? I'll do my best to write you a postcard at the end of every month. And if I feel comfortable, I will do more, but right now, I will stick to one per month. Here, I'll talk about what I was able to do this month, what I felt, what are my next goals, or simply just share something. Like an opinion, a thought, an idea. I want to make this place a place where I can interact with you, no matter what is the subject. I want to keep you in touch, basically. So let's begin. In 2 days later, I want to share with you how May went for me and what I learned from it. I feel like we are a generation of anxious people, and like many, I am anxious. But lately, my anxiety is worse, so I decided this month to take action. It may or may not have helped me, but I don't want to give up. I want to try. I mean, what is the purpose of breathing? Of being alive and not trying to improve your life. Like, why not standing up for yourself? So that's what I ask to myself. Shit, this is starting to sound like a personal development letter, but no, it's just me sharing, I swear, okay? So I decided to try hypnosis and, well, it was a funny experience. I don't know if it helped me, but you should try. Like, if you can, you should try. It's expensive, but try to find a good one, not a scammer, and try. And tell me what do you think about hypnosis. So like I said, I don't know if it really helped me, but what helped me for sure is the fact that I try something to get rid of my anxiety. I don't know if I will win one day this fight against anxiety, but trying makes me feel better. Let's continue on the next subject I want to talk about. Around 4 months ago, I made a video where I talked about existential crisis. Since this video, well, I think there have been improvements, but I'm still trying to figure out how I want to define my life. 3 months ago, I found a new job. I'll maybe talk about it in another letter, but basically, this experience did not help me to know what I wanted, but it did help me to know what I did not want. And, oh my God, it's going to be cliche, but I also learned a lot about me and about what I can do and what I can't do. But before I follow on this subject, I'm trying to share what's inside me. I never talked to a specialist, so the words I use to describe my feelings are maybe irrelevant. So I think I'm still struggling with this existential crisis because everything has little or no taste. Like one day I find a purpose, the next day I will find all the arguments to destroy the purpose I found the day before. So there is this inconsistency that currently rules my life. And I feel like more time passes, the more I become a robot. My feelings are more and more complicated to feel on certain aspects of my life. But to not leave you on a sad note, my plan to move forward is to stick to what I think is more me, if that makes sense. I will keep you posted on that in the next letter, maybe or maybe not. This month is also the month I caught COVID, but only my throat and my mood were affected, like taste of blood in my mouth, coughing, difficulties to eat and drink because of my throat. I was lucky to have only these symptoms. And for my mood, I think I was even more depressed than usual. That's not funny at all, but that's okay, I guess. All right, this letter is nearing its end. I cannot wait to talk to you next month. I hope I will see you again soon. But the last thing I want to say may not be possible for everyone, sadly, because in France, healthcare is pretty cheap. So this month I went also for blood tests and other exams just to check up on me, because my opinion is that no matter where I go, what I do, if I'm not good inside, in my body and in my head, the world will just feels like hell. So I made health my priority. Thank you for your time. See you soon, hopefully. Signed by Florian. Bye.